The point of the discussion is to try to illustrate what the preamplifier, the mixer, and the bandpass filter do. But the next step after these are achieved is, of course, we're not talking about just receiving one signal from one satellite. We're talking about receiving a minimum of four, and perhaps many more, from four to more satellites. And as I see here, there are usually several IF stages before the copies are sent into the separate channels. And of course, that's the next step. There are more, usually, today, more than one channel in a GPS receiver. The replica of the C or the P code, CA or the P code, is generated by the receiver's oscillator. And now that is correlated with the IF signal. And it's at this point that the pseudo range is measured. Remember, the pseudo range is the time shift, as you see here. We looked at this before. The receiver also generates another replica, and this is, of course, the replica of the carrier, as you see on the right. The carrier is correlated with the IF signal, and the shift in phase can be measured. The continuous phase observable, or observed cycle count, which we talked about as a beta in an earlier lesson, is obtained by counting the elapsed cycle since lock-on and by measuring the fractional part of the phase of the receiver-generated carrier.